Upland Bible Church, Pastor Richard J. Olson, 920 Upland Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107. Sunday, second class, 8 March 2026, Romans.
All right, as we get ready for part two, a few moments of silent prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you, sir, for your infinite and your matchless grace. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have magnified your word over all of your name. And therefore, the word of God is more important than the very air that we breathe. And as we assemble this morning to fellowship in the word, we ask that our teacher, God the Holy Spirit, will set apart the absolute truth of Scripture to the nourishment and to the benefit of each one of our souls. We pray these things in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. All right. We're in Romans 8, 31 to 39. And we have five challenges. The first challenge was opposition, verse 31. The second challenge was a fortiori blessing, verse 32. The third challenge was judging, accusing, maligning, verses 33 and 34. Now that brings us to the fourth challenge, verses 35 to 37. And the fourth challenge is suffering. Suffering. Romans 8:35. We always start out with the thundering diction of the King James. What shall separate us from the love of Christ? We have the interrogative pronoun tis, plus the future active indicative of the verb corizo, plus the accusative plural of the personal pronoun ego, plus the prepositional phrase apa, with the genitive singular of agape and the definite article, plus the genitive singular of Christos with the definite article. We start out with an interrogative pronoun. Tis. And it looks like that in the Greek and in the English. How about that? Tis. And it asks the question, who? Who? And then we have the verb korizo. C-H, long O, R-I-Z, long O, corizo. All right, a couple of things on this verb. First of all, corizo means to divide or to separate. To divide or to separate. Point two, there are seven categories of suffering in this verse. Seven categories of suffering in verse 35. These categories perform the action of the verb. First of all, tribulation. Secondly, distress. Third, persecution. Fourth, famine. Five, nakedness. 6, peril. 7, the sword. So there's 7 categories of suffering in this verse, verse 35, that perform the action of the verb korizo. Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, the sword. And then we have the accusative plural of direct object of the personal pronoun ego. E-G long O, ego. And the accusative plural direct object is us. And the preposition apa A-P-O, apa. Now, apa is the preposition of separation. Preposition of separation. And you correctly translate it from or away from. And then we have tes, agapes, to Christu. This is the genitive of the article, T long E-S. Then the genitive of agape, and it's in the genitive agapes, A-G-A-P, long E-S. Then the genitive of the article again, to, plus the genitive of Christos, which is Christu. Tes agapes to Christu. So point one, that phrase, tes agapes, the love of the Christ. The love of the Christ. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? And this is the Lord Jesus Christ's infinite virtue love for all of us as royal family. At the moment we place our faith in Jesus Christ, God the Father imputes His righteousness to us. And if that isn't enough, in the royal family of God, we're entered into union with Christ through the baptism of the Spirit and share the righteousness of Jesus Christ. We have a double portion of God's righteousness. And the Bible tells us God loves His righteousness wherever it is. Wherever His righteousness resides, He loves His righteousness. We have a double portion of His righteousness. And God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ both love every one of you with infinite virtue love. Infinite virtue love. The Father and the Son, Jesus Christ, love all of you with infinite virtue love. So tes agapes to Christu, the virtue love of Christ. Who shall separate us from the virtue love of Christ? Point two, the genitive case of Christos is very important. This is a subjective genitive. A subjective genitive. Three, in the subjective genitive, the noun in the genitive, Christos, acts as the subject of, or does the action implied in the verbal noun to which it stands related. The verbal noun that it stands related is agape, virtue love. So this is very important. A subject, and you, most pastors, 99.99% of them don't even know what a subjective genitive is. But this is a subjective genitive, the noun and the genitive, Christos, acts as the subject of, or does the action implied in the verbal noun to which it stands related, and that's agape, virtue, love. 4. Christ is the subject who loves us, royal family of God, with infinite virtue, love. Christ is the subject who loves us, royal family of God, with infinite virtue, love. Five, the answer to this question, who shall separate us from the virtue love of Christ, is nothing, no one, impossible. So the answer to this question, who shall separate us from the virtue love of Christ, is absolutely nothing, absolutely no one. Impossible. God the Father and God the Son, Jesus Christ, love every one of us with infinite virtue love. And right there, that's the cause for you from your royal priesthood to offer the spiritual sacrifice of thanksgiving to God for His infinite virtue love for us. There's a spiritual sacrifice you offer. I offer that spiritual sacrifice every day in prayer. Every day, day after day after day. And that should be a spiritual sacrifice that all of you as royal family of God and a royal priesthood offer spiritual sacrifices to the Father. So 6, absolutely nothing can separate us from the virtue love of Christ. That's impossible. Absolutely nothing can separate us from the virtue love of Christ. That is impossible. Seven. At the moment of faith in Jesus Christ, God the Father imputed His righteousness to us. And through the baptism of the Spirit, we were entered into union with Christ and share His perfect righteousness. We have a double portion of the righteousness of God as royal family of God in the church age. So at the moment of faith in Christ, God the Father imputed His righteousness to us, and through the baptism of the Spirit, we were entered into union with Christ, and we share His perfect righteousness. 8. God always loves His righteousness with infinite virtue love. God always loves His righteousness with infinite virtue love. Nine, therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ will always love us with infinite virtue love. And God the Father will always love us with infinite virtue love. Therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ will always love us with infinite virtue love. And God the Father will always love us with infinite virtue love. 10. Nothing can separate us from the virtue love of Christ for us and the virtue love of the Father for us. Nothing. Nothing can separate us from the virtue love of Christ for us and the virtue love of the Father for us. So the corrected translation, who shall separate us from the virtue love of Christ. Now we have seven categories of undeserved suffering. Seven categories of undeserved suffering that may come to the spiritually mature believer. Seven categories of undeserved suffering that may come to the spiritually mature believer. Category number one, shall tribulation. Philipsis. And I don't have a lisp. T-H-L-I-P-S-I-S. Philipsis. So, what is philipsis? Well, literally, point one, literally, philipsis means pressing or pressure. Pressing or pressure. Two, this is distress that is brought about by outward circumstances. This is distress that is brought about by outward circumstances. Three, philipsis means extreme pressure. Extreme pressure. Four, figuratively, philipsis means oppression, affliction, tribulation. Oppression, affliction, tribulation. Five, philipsis includes historical disaster, historical catastrophe. Philipsis includes historical disaster, historical catastrophe. Category one, philipsis. Category two, or distress. And you're going to see this disjunctive particle eta introducing the next category every time. Eta, 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 eta. So we have the disjunctive particle eta plus the noun stenochorea. The disjunctive particle eta looks like that. Long E, that's eta. And it's correctly translated or. So each new category will be introduced with eta. Or. And so in enumerations like we have, it separates the categories. We have seven categories. And then we have the noun stenochorea. That's S. T-E-N-O-C-H, long O-R-I-A, stenochorea. One, literally stenochorea means narrowness, narrowness. Two, figuratively, stenochorea means distress, difficulty, anguish, trouble. Distress, difficulty, anguish, trouble. Three, stenochorea is mental pressure. Mental pressure. That's category number two. Category number three, or persecution, the disjunctive particle eta once again, or this time the noun diogmas. D-I-long-O-G-M-O-S. Diogmas. One, diogmas means persecution, but very important, in the scriptures, point two, this is only, it's only used of religious persecution. It's only used of religious persecution in the scriptures. Three, this is persecution of the spiritually mature believer for living the spiritual life and glorifying God to the maximum. In other words, this is undeserved suffering for blessing. Undeserved suffering for blessing. The mantle, to be qualified as a winner believer, to wear the mantle of undeserved suffering for blessing. Religious persecution. That's category number three. Category number four, or famine. Well, let me look around. Not too many of you suffering from this one in here. But I have people come here to this church. Multitudes have come here who have no food. And every one of them, I give them food, water, clothes. I give them all those things. And we have a lot of people in our society. They don't have food. They don't have water. They don't have clothes. I give that. The first time I see them, I'll give them money, but only the first time. And then I tell them, if a man doesn't work, he shouldn't eat. Get a job and get to work. But I'll give you food and water, and I'll give you clothes. I've been doing that for a long time. And they don't have it. They don't have those things. So category number four is the disjunctive particle eta plus the noun limos. Limos. L-I-M-O-S. Limos. And limos means hunger. It means famine. It means being deprived of food. You just don't have food. Being deprived of food. And there have been a lot of people that have come and knocked on the door back here, deprived of food. And I gladly give them food and water and clothes. That's the next category. So category number four, being deprived of food. Category number five, or nakedness. This is the disjunctive particle eta plus the noun gumnotes. G-U-M-N-O-T-long-E-S. Gumnotes. And gumnotes means nakedness. It means destitution. Gumnotes means the lack of sufficient clothing. The lack of sufficient clothing. To be deprived of clothing. To have no clothes. That's gumnotes. Category number six, or peril, the disjunctive particle eta plus the noun kindunas. K-I-N-D-U-N-O-S. Kindunas. And kindunas means danger, It means risk. It refers to that which brings danger. That which brings danger, including tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes. All of those are things that bring danger. Category number 6, kindunas. And then category number 7, or the sword, the disjunctive particle eta plus the noun makaira. M-A-I-C-H-A-I-R-A, makaira. Oop, I put in one too many. There we go. M-A-C-H-A-I-R-A, makaira. All right, one, literally, makaira means sword. Sword or a saber. Figuratively, point 2, figuratively, makaira stands for violent suffering. For war, suffering in war. For military suffering and military disaster. Violent suffering, suffering in war, military suffering, military disaster. 3, makaira is also used for suffering as a result of crime and violence. So, corrected translation. Who shall separate us from the virtue love of Christ? Demanding the answer, absolutely no one and nothing. That's impossible. Shall tribulation, number 1, or distress, number 2, mental pressure, or persecution, number 3, religious persecution, undeserved suffering for blessing of the winner believer, or 4, famine, being deprived of food, or 5, nakedness, being deprived of clothing, or 6, peril, dangers from tornadoes, hurricanes, earthquakes, or 7, the sword, suffering in war or military suffering. All right. Well, we got the 7 categories. We'll take a look at this in detail next Sunday. All right, with our heads bowed. Father, we thank you, sir, for your amazing grace. We thank you for the privilege of fellowshipping with you through the study of your word. May God the Holy Spirit challenge each one of us that these principles become a source of blessing and happiness in our lives. For we pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.